Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio. Do great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet streaming online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, I'm going to say the pledge to get this hour started off, and here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, and we also realize that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, something that we don't take very lightly here in the program. And now, with everything that's going on over in Iraq right now, in a situation that's probably going to come with the threats already coming from Iran, I want you to listen to our Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, and what he had to say on Fox News about the whole situation. Here we go.
How would you describe the current level of tensions and the threat in the Middle East as we speak?
Well, look, they're obviously high. We've had Iran-sponsored militia groups attacking U.S. forces now for several months. It culminated in the death of an American last week and the wounding of several soldiers. And this obviously crossed the line for us, and we responded with attacks, strikes on multiple sites by of Khatib Hezbollah, which is an Iran-sponsored terrorist group. And I think we responded at the direction of the president quite forcefully, and it was a very bold and decisive move, and asserted our right of self-defense and the fact that we will act in order to defend our personnel and our interests in the region.
Could you provide some clarity on the troop deployment that has been announced so far, 750 going over, thousands more prepared to go? What does the timeline look like, and what is the possibility that more are sent?
Well, again, a priority for us is always the safety and security of our people, whether it's our diplomats, American citizens, or our forces in the region. As we've seen the events of the past couple of days, we feel very, very sure that our embassy is well secured and it has sufficient capability there to deter anything that happens. But just the same, it's prudent, based on lessons learned over the past, that we deploy additional forces to either reinforce that site or other sites in Iraq, or frankly any other location in the Middle East, as this thing escalates, if it does indeed escalate.
Now, that was Secretary of Defense Mark Esper rendering a statement on Fox News before we knew about the drone strike killing the Iraqi Revolutionary Guard Corps Quds Force General Qassem Soleimani. Now, here is the Department of Defense statement that was made last night, roughly around 8 o'clock. And again, it's from Secretary of Defense Mark Esper. It starts out, at the direction of the President, the U.S. military has taken decisive defensive action to protect U.S. personnel abroad by killing Qassem Soleimani, the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Quds Force, a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organization. General Soleimani was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq and throughout the region. General Soleimani and his Quds Force were responsible for the deaths of hundreds of American and coalition service members and the wounding of thousands more. He had orchestrated attacks on coalition bases in Iraq over the last several months, including the attack on December 27th, culminating in the death and wounding of additional American and Iraqi personnel. General Soleimani had approved the attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad that took place this week. Then he goes on to say, finally, this strike was aimed at deterring future Iranian attack plans. The United States will continue to take all necessary action to protect our troops, our people, and our interests wherever they are around the world. That's coming from Secretary of Defense Mark Esper. Now, Iran has responded by vowing harsh retaliation, quote, end of quote, harsh retaliation. And Tehran is blaming and blasting the U.S. for an act of terrorism by killing their top general. And they said that they put their foot across the red line. Well, the red line was crossed a long time ago by Iran. Because Iran and the IRGC is operating at will in Iraq, at will in Syria, at will in Yemen, not at will, but operating in Jordan. They're operating at will in Africa, operating at will in Central and South America, and they're even in Mexico with units from Hezbollah there operating with the drug cartels there. That's been known for quite a while. All right. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to let Kathy give you the phone number here. If you want to opine, here it comes. Go ahead, Kathy Curtis.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Wayne Allen Root. And he'll be with us probably in another week or so to get things started off right in 2020. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And, you know, I know a lot of people have made New Year's resolutions. I've had people walk up to me and tell me about it. But only about 5% actually follow through. Now, those are the statistics from some think tank somewhere that did a poll on it. And I've done that, too. But here's an idea for you. If you're struggling with pain like neck or back pain, shoulder, hip, and knee pain, I predict this. I predict if getting out of pain is your New Year's resolution, you might as well order the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. It costs $19.95, and you got about an 80% chance of getting out of pain. Now, I know that because over 80% of the people, almost 81%, who order it, order the 3-week quick start, go on to order more. Now, the bottom line is, if you're willing to take the 3 packets a day for a week and then the 2 packets a day for 2 weeks, you just might join that 80% plus. Now, the tens of thousands of others that keep ordering Relief Factor know what I'm talking about. And all you got to do to find out more is go to relieffactor.com/captain, that website again, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the link there and the little window that'll drop down. There's a little video there that tells you all about the product, tells you how it's made, tells you how it's all natural. But it's at relieffactor.com/captain1995 is all it costs for the 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain to get yourself out of pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Now, going to go back to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper. This was the second part of what he had to say about the president tweeting out a message yesterday. And again, this was before we knew that the strike had been launched against General Soleimani and that he'd been killed along with the PNF forces. And again, these are terrorist groups, leader. Listen to this.
The president tweeted out that they will pay a big price. He said this is not a warning. This is a threat in a New Year's message. Mr. Secretary, what is President Trump's willingness to further engage there?
Look, the president has been very engaged. The national security team has been on the phone with him or has met with him daily, if not every few hours. He wants to make sure that our forces are well taken care of, that we're capable of accomplishing our mission on the ground. And he's absolutely correct that if anybody challenges us, they will be met with a severe response, a strong response by U.S. forces.
What does that severe, strong response look like?
Oh, I'm not going to telegraph what we're going to do, but people know that we have vast capability to do any number of things. We will act in response to actions by Iran or its proxies, and we will act to preempt any attacks on our forces, our personnel, by Iran or its proxies.
Are President Trump's views on how to proceed in line with that of his security team?
Absolutely. We all agree on the importance of asserting our right of self-defense, of protecting our forces, of defending our interests in the region. Again, you got to keep in mind that we are there in Iraq working with our Iraqi partners to ensure the enduring defeat of ISIS. That's something we work closely on them. Through the president's direction, we were able to physically defeat the caliphate. It remains physically defeated, if you will. And now our aim is to deter further Iranian bad behavior that has been going on now for over 40 years. It's time that Iran has started acting like a normal country.
The president tweeted out that they will pay a big price. He said this is not a warning. This is a threat in a New Year's message. Mr. Secretary, what is President Trump's willingness to further engage there?
Look, the president has been very engaged. The national security team has been on the phone with him or has met with him daily, if not every few hours. He wants to make sure that our forces are well taken care of, that we're capable of accomplishing our mission on the ground. And he's absolutely correct that if anybody challenges us, they will be met with a severe response, a strong response by U.S. forces.
What does that severe, strong response look like?
Oh, I'm not going to telegraph what we're going to do, but people know that we have vast capability to do any number of things. We will act in response to actions by Iran or its proxies, and we will act to preempt any attacks on our forces, our personnel, by Iran or its proxies.
Are President Trump's views on how to proceed in line with that of his security team?
Absolutely. We all agree on the importance of asserting our right of self-defense, of protecting our forces, of defending our interests in the region. Again, you got to keep in mind that we are there in Iraq working with our Iraqi partners to ensure the enduring defeat of ISIS. That's something we work closely on them. Through the president's direction, we were able to physically defeat the caliphate. It remains physically defeated, if you will. And now our aim is to deter further Iranian bad behavior that has been going on now for over 40 years.
All right. Well, that's what he had to say, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper. And again, this was before we knew what had transpired by taking out General Soleimani. Now, if you want to opine, if you got anything on your mind pertaining to this or something else, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Now, I'm watching the wires to see what's going on. Iran, of course, is vowing, quote, to take harsh retaliation. We'll have to see what that means. Also, the Iraqis. Oh, the Iraqis were seen dancing in the street after Soleimani's killing. How about that? And there have been some messages coming out of Iran via Twitter thanking President Trump for getting rid of Soleimani, because Soleimani was a very bad guy, not only inside Iran, but also outside. Also, we've seen the photos and the damage of the embassy, literally millions of dollars worth of damage. It'll be repaired, it'll be fixed, and it'll be up and running the way it's supposed to be. But don't forget that... And here's something for you. The Washington Post, right? The Washington Post referred to General Soleimani as Iran's most revered military leader. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He was Iran's most feared military leader because he had carte blanche to do anything he wanted wherever he went and wherever the Quds forces went. And like I said a minute ago, not only were they in the Middle East, not only were they in Africa, but they're also over in South America, Central America, including as close as Mexico. As close as Mexico, they have operations. Now, we did a good thing in getting rid of Soleimani. We did a very good thing. And again, for the people that are out there that are trying to make it sound like it's something else, it isn't. We killed a terrorist. And yes, we killed him. Yes, we targeted him. Yes, we went after him. I told you about 3 weeks ago that this guy was going to be targeted or was being targeted by the United States, and it was just a matter of time before they took him out. I told you that. And I said it again last week, and I said it again this week before all this came to a head. I'm not surprised at all by the end result. Not at all. Now, the intel community and the nature of the intelligence we got tells me that the president has got some good people back in the mix again in the intelligence community, which is a good thing, because could it have gotten any worse with some of the embeds that were in there that are now gone? They've left, they've been forced out, they've either retired or they've been moved to a different department or whatever. That's a fact too. We are winning. Slowly but surely, we are winning. Now, I'll be coming up here in the bottom of the hour with our first military report, military and veterans report, and I'm going to be telling you that National Aviation is the primary sponsor, but also the Manatee County Fair is open January the 16th through the 26th, the 10 days, and on Tuesday, January the 21st, they'll have a Palmetto Build Family Night and Veterans Tribute Evening. Now, I will be there for that. It will be in the Veterans Hall, the Veterans Arena that they've got there, the newly renamed building. And that night is free admission night. Everybody gets in for free. Daryl Worley will be there. Jessica Lynch, former POW, will be there. We'll have some surprises there, and I'll be there too. And it's open, and we'd love to see all the military, active duty military, all the veterans, all the Blue Star families, all the Gold Star families. We welcome you to come and take part in this special presentation. This is all for you on the 21st of January, a Tuesday, at the Manatee County Fair. All right, I'll be right back with our first military veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump with an American flag posted on his Twitter feed. This as the Pentagon confirms the head of Iran's elite forces, General Soleimani, killed during an airstrike at Baghdad International Airport. The Defense Department says the Iranian commander approved the New Year's Eve attack on our embassy in Baghdad and was planning attacks on Americans. This comes as Iranian-backed forces stormed the U.S. embassy in Baghdad for 2 days straight. The Hezbollah terrorists burning American flags and threatening to kill all Americans inside the compound. 750 Marines deployed to protect the building and our personnel who work inside. The Department of Defense releasing a statement saying at the direction of the President, the U.S. military has taken decisive action to protect U.S. personnel abroad by killing Soleimani. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, yesterday we had Bo Browning in the studio, and a lot of questions were answered by the listeners that called up and asked questions, and we appreciate that very much. And Bo told me that a couple of people called him at National Aviation Academy. They heard him on the show afterwards, and that's what it's all about. Meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Tampa Bay area, across the bay from me in Tampa, over there in Pinellas County, Clearwater, Florida. Now, the website to find out more is naa.edu, that's naa.edu, but if you want to give them a call, You can call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour at one of their locations, whichever is closest and easiest for you to get to. Because you'll find out what they're all about. You'll find out what they have to offer. You'll see what it is that you get out of the deal. And it'll answer just about all the questions that you have. So give them a call at 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy, and ask to take the tour at one of their two locations. All righty. Of course, the big news, the big military news, the Iraq Revolutionary Guard Corps Quds Force Commander General Soleimani was killed in a drone attack at the Baghdad airport. We got, we'd followed him apparently in from wherever he came from with his plane and waited till he got off the plane. And as he got off the plane on the ground and was met by some folks from the militia, the Shia militia there in Iraq, then boom, that was it. Popped him right there. And he was killed right on the spot. I understand it wasn't pretty what was left of him, but he gets what he deserves. He was a bad, 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 bad actor that he killed thousands of people in his career. Thousands of people. Now, the Iranian-backed militiamen withdrew from the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad after 2 days of clashes with American security forces. But U.S.-Iranian tensions remain very high and could spill over into further violence, especially with Tehran threatening something, whatever the something is, against the United States. Now, 750 soldiers with the 82nd Airborne have arrived in Iran, and they will be assigned to do whatever it is they're going to do. Now, we've already beefed up the maintenance, We've already beefed up the security at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. I've been told by at least 100 Marines, and there may be more on the way, because the whole idea is it's very, very, this embassy has got three layers of protection, if you will, walls, to get to the embassy. And all they did was get through the first wall, but they didn't get to the second one. And the reason they didn't is they were repelled by the Marines firing rubber bullets. And those hurt when they hit you. Let me tell you, those hurt. They were repelled by rubber bullets, bean bags being fired from some of the shotguns they had up there, tear gas, and stun grenades that aren't designed to kill. They're just designed to make a big noise and shake you to your bones right there in the track. So that's where we're at with all of that, and it's all been reinforced, and we'll see what happens if they decide to do something different. Now, roughly 750 soldiers with the Army's 82nd Airborne Division went wheels up, showed up there. They're on assignment. They're on post right now. And the U.S. Navy reinstated the Norfolk, Virginia-based Second Fleet, which was open for business back in 2018, and it's now fully operational. And the U.S. Navy announced that on December 31st. Also, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that there will never be denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula if the U.S. persists in its hostile policy towards the hermit nation. Well, the hermits they are. And scammers have stolen $405 million from military families since 2012. Holy cow. Active duty service members and veterans have consistently been a target for scam artists, losing nearly $405 million to fraudulent schemes since 2012, according to a new report by the analyzed data from the Federal Trade Commission and Better Business Bureau. All I can say to that, again, is wow. Unbelievable, isn't it, that people could be duped so easily? Got to check out this stuff. If it smells like a duck, if it walks like a duck, if it talks like a duck, then guess what? It's a duck. By the way, the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei strongly condemned the U.S. attacks on the U.S. allied militia group in Iraq and Iran. And they blamed the United States for the violence in a neighboring country and said that they were escalating terrorism and they would be dealt with accordingly. Okay, here we go again. Another threat. Now, Iran, in their roundabout strange way, is usually pretty good about their threats, that they come back to do whatever it is they say they're going to do. And we'll see what happens. By the way, we heard from former National Security Advisor John Bolton yesterday. He said the U.S. should resume their military exercises with South Korea and hold hearings to determine U.S. troop readiness on the Korean Peninsula, following Kim Jong-un's remarks that he is no longer able to abide by a ban on testing of nuclear weapons. Okay. We'll see how he makes out with that one. Now, I've said for some time that he's got a half dozen nukes already. Whether or not he can hit what he's aiming at with the nukes is a different story. But that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Now, did you also hear that the Pentagon barred all lawmakers, Congress and Senate, the House and Senate, from visiting Iraq or Syria in the weeks surrounding the holidays? That would be Christmas, New Year's, Martin Luther King Day, Valentine's Day, and on and on and on. So there you go. Now, the U.S. Navy's aging Guam-based submarine tender, Frank Cable, completed sea trials on December the 19th after it was brought in for repairs. Now, this is even as the White House has canceled plans for its eventual replacement over cost. You can't take something that's operating and replace it for some multi-million or billion-dollar scheme that's going to take you a while to repay for it. Then what do you do with the original one that you got and the 900 or 1,000 or 1,500 troops that are learning with it? Well, you don't just dump it on the side of the road. You just don't do that. And not to be outdone, we know that we have a lot of different military right now that are talking about how close the bad guys got to the U.S. embassy and overrunning the embassy. Now, an Iranian-controlled militia couldn't have breached the U.S. embassy compound in Baghdad without the tactics acquiescence of some Iraqi security forces. Now, what that means is they opened the doors, they opened the gates, and let them in. Denise Simon talked about that the other day. All right, I'm coming back. I'm going to take a look at the highways and byways one more time. And then Denise Simon will be around, top of the hour. So don't go anywhere. We're definitely going to get into the Iranian thing and the Iraq thing. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. There's a
allegiance to display. If that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Alrighty, that's Aaron Tippin, and that's from way back in the first Gulf War after the first attack on the World Trade Centers. I'll tell you what, I'd like to revisit things like that because it's all about America, and we don't get any more American than the stuff that transpired over the years in New York City with the first attack in the World Trade Center and then the second one, too. Remember both of them very, very, very well. First one, I was still in upstate New York on my assignment. Let's see, at that time I would have been in Syracuse in the fire department before I went down below, down to New York City and finished up my career down there. But anyway, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, pretty much what we got going on is scattered because we still have out west snow in the Cascades. We've got snow in the southern part of Washington State in the mountainous areas east of I-5. Down about two-thirds of the way in Oregon, same thing east of I-5. Got some winds and unsettled conditions building up down in southern Oregon in the mountainous areas there. In Wyoming, we have some snow on the Idaho-Wyoming line, central Wyoming right there in the western part of the state. We've got unsettled weather conditions to the east of there, which will carry over into North Dakota later on over the day and tomorrow. Wyoming, same thing, unsettled weather conditions, wind. The conditions are developing right now. We do have a winter storm warning still from Laramie, that area, over towards Cheyenne. And over, up and over the rock right there. So be careful. That's the only, active area I see that's got a winter storm warning in it. And then we've got a large, and I mean a large area of fog now that's all the way up into Oklahoma, the southeastern part of Oklahoma, the eastern part of, Texas to include the Dallas Metroplex. And then it goes on down towards, Galveston and goes over towards San Antonio. So very dense fog in that area. So please be careful if you're on the highway. And then the central part of Illinois on I-70, you've got some dense fog there tonight. And rain, and a lot of it starting out in central Louisiana, coming out of the Gulf, up across the upper half of Mississippi with flood warnings there. Also the northwestern and central northeastern part of Georgia, north of Atlanta, and flood warnings there. The central part of Tennessee, and then up over into the eastern part of Tennessee to include Knoxville, and then all the way up, it looks like to Johnson City, Tennessee, you have got flood warnings and watches all through there and heavy rain coming down. Now, there will be areas of patchy fog tonight here in the Sunshine State, so there won't be too much sunshine in some areas this morning till we get rid of the fog, but then after that, it's going to be a pretty decent day. So all the stuff that you need to know on the highways and the byways brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Now, don't forget that with all that is going on here in the world, the stuff that gets transported for our military, for you, for me, the majority of it goes by truck. And that's just a fact. The majority of it goes by truck. So for the supplies that are going overseas, going from point A to point B, overseas containers, going on ships, going, in some cases, going in the back of aircraft with containers and whatnot, that's all being brought somehow, somewhere, by a truck. And the pilot and Flying J's that are out there are located in very accessible places where you can stop by and see what they have to offer. And again, Flying J's, not your average truck stop. And certainly the pilot travel centers, not like what your daddy used to go to when he used to go to the pilots. So check them out, Pilot and Flying J truck stops, Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J truck stops. You'll be glad you did. They're a cut above whatever else you have to go to. And I'll tell you what, there are always friendly people there. And on the third watch, you tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Hello there.
Good morning.
Had quite an interesting evening starting out about, what, 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and it went on. I'm going to read a statement from the Department of Defense, and then you can take it from there. At the direction of the president, the U.S. military has taken decisive defensive action to protect U.S. personnel abroad by killing Qassem Soleimani, the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Quds Force, a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organization. General Soleimani was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq and throughout the region. General Soleimani and his Quds Force were responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans and coalition service members and the wounding of thousands of more. He had originally orchestrated attacks on coalition bases in Iraq over the last several months, including the attack on December 27th. Culminating in the death and wounding of additional American and Iraqi personnel, General Soleimani also approved the attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad that took place this week. The strike was aimed at deterring future Iranian attack plans. The United States will continue to take all necessary action to protect our people and our interests wherever they are around the world. Sincerely, Mark Esper, Secretary of Defense.
Yep. Pretty well sums it up.
Yep. And we got him, didn't we? We really got him. And we got, who did we get with him, a PMF force commander?
Well, we got his number two, who is Abu Mahdi al-Mohandas. And that is significant, too, because al-Mohandas was the one that was driving, planned, and drove the attack on the Baghdad embassy.
So he was the guy out in the street that I said was the obviously an officer directing people. That was him.
Well, he was, I don't know who you're referring to.
I don't either, because he wasn't identified. And all it was is you saw him once, and then you didn't see him again.
Yeah. So there were seven. I'm getting kind of some conflicting numbers. There was either seven or eight, and possibly even more, that were killed. Now, there was two that I'm very concerned about. One was the Al-Haq leader, Case Kazalis, and the Badr Brigade leader, Hamdi Al-Mehri, but apparently our Marines have them in detention. Our Marines arrested them in another area. So I'm glad that at least we have two that we got a hold of that are alive.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and you're going to hear things in the next 30 minutes that you will not hear discussed anywhere else for a while, just like hour number one when we talked about a lot of stuff that people, you were amazed at what you heard. Okay, we'll be back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to The Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.